It's our more relaxed chat. The author of On Days Like These, Martin O'Neill, and the author of, well, lots and lots of successes and participants in lots and lots of successes. The book, Martin, one of the things that I think the book is about is managing emotion. You know, this is not a repeated sort of tactical breakdown of what you were doing game by game or anything like that. For me, and it's much more interesting for it, the key thing that happens repeatedly within the book is a series of emotional moments. You're very honest about your own emotions in those moments, the people's reactions towards you. And it strikes me that it's a bit of an unspoken thing about football. It's all about managing emotion. You talk about the Celtic, a couple of the Celtic runs, how you were trying to get your players into the right emotional place before and even during games. You know, you talk about yourself around big European affairs. You talk about Brian Clough and Peter Taylor's role in that as well. It seems to me as though so much of football is about the successful sides managing their emotions at key times, and this book's a big part of that.
Absolutely. The game, it is an emotional game. Yes, of course you have a tactic, you have a plan, you've got all of those particular things. But really it is you one, as a manager, you're having to motivate players. Even the best players still need motivating. There's no question about that. They still like to hear that praise in front of everyone else. Hey, by the way, you're really brilliant and you'll do it for us today, or something like this here, something a wee bit better phrase than I've just done it. But what I'm saying to you is that it is all about emotion. It's about handling it, and it's about exciting that emotion as well too. It's getting players into a frame of mind that they feel as if that if they are underdogs in the game, that they can win this match. If that they are favourites in a game, that they should not take anybody lightly, but that their ability will come through in the end. And it's all of those things. And it is hence the power of the team talk, I believe, you know, just before players going out. I used to hold great store about that because this is important. You've got the players that prepared themselves for the game. They know what to do, really, in situations in terms of set pieces and things like this here. But remarkably, sometimes players forget. Sometimes they do in the heat of the moment. So it's getting them prepared, getting them absolutely and utterly up for the game. And also, by the same token, making sure that their heads are clear.